have some estimates from WHO, and we know that currently we are counting more than 7 million cancer deaths worldwide annually. And by assuming that we have demographic changes, in particular in low and middle income countries, in the next decades, this number will increase rapidly over the next 15, 20 years. We have a rough estimate that it will be doubling. It means we are between 11 and 12 million. If we're just assuming a demographic change. In all these calculations, it's difficult, but we do not include changes in exposure to risk factors. And this might happen if the regulations and the policies of WHO are not implemented.
Would one be right by saying that cancer is a silent epidemic?
Yes, that's a very nice description, because other diseases are much more on the front line of our newspapers and our conversations. In many countries, it is a taboo to talk about cancer. And I think Cancer Day gives us an opportunity to make it more apparent that this is a problem. But we have evidence-based solutions in prevention, in early detection and treatment.
You said cancer is becoming an issue, especially in emerging countries. In Africa, what kind of situation do we have?
In Africa, we have a very specific situation where we have a characteristic set of risk factors. There we have the classical risk factors, which are emerging: tobacco, obesity in urban areas, lack of physical activity. But also we are observing a lot of exposure to infections, which can also be a cause of cancer, like hepatitis B and C. And we have the infection, which is universal, human papillomavirus. The infections cause up to 20% of cancer mortality in sub-Saharan Africa, compared to 7% in industrialized countries, which means we have a great potential also to prevent cancer in sub-Saharan Africa by immunization programs.
From a WHO perspective, is there enough measures, or are countries implementing enough measures to prevent cancer, especially through messages of changes in lifestyle?
We have to take into consideration the overall picture. In September 2011, the UN General Assembly issued a political declaration of head of states about non-communicable diseases, which includes cancer. This is a very important move of the global health agenda. We are only a couple of months from this UN summit about non-communicable diseases, and I already observe a much more interest in many developing countries in asking WHO support for developing national non-communicable disease programs. And these include cancer prevention to be tackled by evidence-based strategies.
You mentioned other diseases are in the headlines, especially when we talk about HIV, malaria, and TB, but cancer is not. Would this be as a result of the cost of treating cancer remains extremely exorbitant for many?
It's difficult to say why it's not yet in the headlines. In some countries, it's very much in headlines. But it's not only the cost of treatment. The cost of treatment of cancer for many cancers is not so high. Standard treatment for breast cancer, for example, or for some children cancer, is available at relatively moderate cost. The problem is the planning, and the problem is the capacity to detect early and to treat adequately.